This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Pendarvis riding out again on Old Dan at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. You tell me, what does that mean, Pastor? Well, back in the old days when I was a child, men would go in the woods hunting at night. I did, my dad would go, and we'd take a chopping axe or a hatchet, and we'd make a little blaze on the side of a tree up ever so many feet, and it would let us know how to get back out of them woods at night with an old carbide light and a hunting dog out there, a tree of possum or something. But my friend, I'm blazing the spiritual path. I'm cutting away the errors that confront our people on every hand. You say, what are those errors? Well, the errors are that God is on the throne and man won't have it. The errors are man is depraved and man won't have it. And that salvation is by grace and not by works. Man won't have it. Man wants to do something. And then one of the most prevalent things that I find the errors today is the pastors are holding up Christ. They say, trust Jesus. Trust Jesus. We have watered down the scriptures. We have watered down God's word. The Lord Jesus Christ is not Jesus, my friend. The name of Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ. When the thief on the cross turned to the Lord, he said, Lord, remember me, Lord. He didn't say Jesus. Oh, Jesus, would you remember me, Jesus? No, my friend, that's abomination. That's abomination, my friend. Please don't do that. But we're going to get back in our study, and I want to read to you a couple more of our things that we most surely believe. And we look in there. We looked there yesterday. And let's start over again. I believe that in the imminent soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ back to earth again for his own, and set up his earthly kingdom and to rule this world in person for 1,000 years. I believe that Christian baptism is the immersion in water of a believer who by the work of the Holy Spirit in his heart has brought forth fruit suitable for repentance and has come to rest upon the Lord Jesus Christ wholly and completely for his salvation. And that this baptism by immersion in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is the final name of the one true God. Now, we have all this. We have several more we're going to bring in. But if you write me, I'll send you this pamphlet I've put out, What We Most Surely Believe. It'll give you a better picture of what the Old Trailblazer believes. I can't go into all of it here on the radio. But we're looking at this time, man's totally depraved condition. Oh, but listen. According to God's word, man's affections are depraved. According to John 3:19, listen now, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Can you comprehend that? That man would rather have darkness than he had light. We see it every day. Men won't have the gospel. I hold out Christ here as being our Lord and our Savior, saving sinners, and many of my hearers won't have it. No, many of you slam the radio off and going outside and sit on the front porch and swell up like a frog. But my friend, that's the truth. Man's affections are depraved. Men love darkness rather than light. There is no affection or love in man's heart until the Holy Spirit does that work there. We may have a natural there where children are taught to love mama and papa and all. Those things are natural. But I'm talking about the love of the God. Oh, my friend, listen. Not only does man in his natural state have no love for God, not only does he love sin, but he takes pleasure in sin, has pleasure in unrighteousness. To the redeemed individual, sin is bitter, my friend. It's a bitter pill. Oh, the Apostle Paul said on one occasion, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? You know what? He was back there in those days when they had the prisoners, they handcuffed two of them together, and they walked around during the day out there in the yard somewhere. But if one of them got sick and died, they just left them hooked together till that other one just rotted and his old bones fell off, the smell and all of that. And the Apostle Paul used that as an illustration. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, but my friend, we see very little preaching today against sin, do we? Does your preacher preach hard against sin? One of the things the Old Trailblazer has a reputation. Sure, I'm accused of being hard-nosed and hellfire and damnation. I'm accused of those things. And maybe I am, my friend. But one thing I have a reputation of calling sin, sin. And I know in our studies there on the home and on the family and on the church life, and I come out with along this line that if you shacking up, you're not saved. Now, I tell you that right now. You may be listening to me for 20 years, but if you shacking up, living in adultery, you're not saved. You might as well forget about it. My friend, God's child does not do that. God's children do not live in sin. You may step into sin, but you will come crying out of there and crawling out, asking the Lord to forgive you. But listen, listen, we have very little preaching today against sin. There's this little, what we call a silk handkerchief preaching that never touches the seat of the trouble, never blasts the heart, never makes men tremble. Have you ever seen men tremble in your congregation, Pastor? Have you ever had the Holy Spirit to delve deep into a heart and let them see that they're living in sin? Living in sin, my friend? I had a man come down to the front one morning after service, right quickly, just got down there real quick before I got off the podium, and he said, Pastor, can a man get saved shacking up? I said, nope, not long as he's shacking up, not long as that's what you want to do. Throw that thing down. Make a clean break of it. That's right. And come on here. If you want to get married, the pastor here will marry. It won't cost you a penny. My friend, it's so much better to marry. You may not be saved, but living in sin is abomination. Oh, listen. Then according to God's word, man's conscience is depraved. According to Titus 1:15, under the pure, all things are pure, but under them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their minds and consciousness is defiled. Oh, I've heard folks say, well, let your conscience be your guide. Don't do that, my friend. It's a poor guide, very poor guide. Furthermore, as a man grows older, he becomes more and more depraved in his sin, more blinded to spiritual things, more sealed in his own tomb of death, and set out on his own opinions. And I hear folks, they see an old folks come down to the end of life, and I make this statement. Sin doesn't die with old age. Did you know sin doesn't die with old age? Oh, you see old gray-headed grandma laid out at the funeral parlor, gray-headed grandpa. Folks just automatically believe that they're going to heaven. No, sir. No, sir. That's not true. That's not true. If you're not born again, if you've never repented, if you've never come to Christ as a poor old sinner, and you listen, my friend, we are depraved from birth. And the older we get, the more steeped we are in sin if you never turn to the Lord. Just so a God's child, maybe saved there early on in his youth, comes up trusting the Lord over the years, and there comes a holy awe about those older people who are, I've known them and I've loved them and I've sat and talked to them about their soul and about salvation in their old age and how gracious it is. And some folks have compared it to wine, that the older it is, the better it gets. But my friend, just because they're old doesn't mean that they're saved. And I tell you, sin does not die with old age. But we have some sort of a misconception that grandpa was saved and grandma was saved. No, my friend, they're depraved from birth. And unless they experience salvation through the redemption of blood, by being saved and by being awakened first to their lost condition, and then seeing themselves as a poor old sinner crying out for mercy. Let me ask you something. You sitting there listening to me? I know I have thousands of folks listening to me on a given day. Are you saved? Are you confident that you're saved? You say, well, it's none of your business. Yes, it is my business. The old trailblazer, I get called every day. From folks who tell me, Trailblazer, I appreciate you being honest and frank with us. I appreciate you just getting down where the rubber meets the road. I appreciate that. And I do, my friend. I don't want to mislead anybody. And I want to bring you the truth as it is in God's word, that Christ died for sinners. Man is a sinner. You and I are sinners. We're born sinners, my friend. We don't. There's nothing, there's not a thing in this world that can keep you from being a sinner. Because you're born into it, and you come up in it, and you grow up in it, and you get married, and you stay in it until and unless the blessed Holy Spirit. Oh, well, I was baptized when I was 7 years old. That's not mean nothing. That don't mean a thing in the world. No. I had an individual whom I know told me that when he was a boy, 10 years old, all the kids in this church there in New Orleans, they baptized a whole slew of them, a bunch of them, 8, 10, 11 years old. And he said they've gone through life thinking they were saved. And he thought that until the Holy Spirit got a hold to him. But my friend, that's what we're facing today. No one believes there's such a thing as a total depravity. You're not saved. You have nothing to commend you to God. You have nothing, my friend, except sin. But my friend, I bring you that truth day in and day out. The Lord's able to save. The Bible said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever seen yourself as a poor sinner wandering out in sin? Maybe you spent the night last night in sin, out there in a brothel somewhere. Have you ever seen that, my friend? The Lord will save you. If you come to him, admitting that you're a sinner, crying unto him. It's not walking down the aisle, not shaking the preacher's hand, not doing a novena, not into those things. No, not being sprinkled at birth. No, that's not salvation. Salvation is trusting, relying on, clinging to, holding on to the blessed Lord as your Redeemer, pleading the blood. Folks call me and ask me, say, Pastor, what must I do? Plead the blood. Plead the blood. Blood, salvation is by blood and by power. What blood do you say? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was there on Calvary's cross was shed. Every drop of it, my friend. And I've often told my folks here, there was just enough blood shed to cover all of God's elect, my friend. Oh, my friend, Christ died to save sinners. Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? Have you ever admitted to yourself that you're a sinner? Are you ashamed to say that you lost? My friend, the Lord be ashamed of you. He will. He will. My friend, take a stand on the side of Christ, and the Lord will give you grace to do that. Go out behind the barn. Go out there on the back 40 somewhere while you're mowing hay or plowing up ground and on that tractor. While you're there, brother, confess your sins. Tell the Lord you lost and want to be saved. You folks who drive those big old 18-wheelers hauling that steel and coal and all those things up and down the highway, I see you out here on I-12 in front of my house. Would you stop up there at the brake place where you get fuel over there at a Flying J or Love's Truck Stop, one of those places? And when you get down out of that cab, look in that mirror and say, am I saved? The old Trailblazer wants me to ask myself, am I saved? I don't see no word I was ever saved. But you can go to crying for the Lord, pleading the blood. Have you ever pled the blood, my friend? I wish I had another hour right now. The Lord is leading. The Lord is dealing with your heart out there. Don't forsake yourself. Don't forsake your soul, my friend. Cry unto the Lord. Remember, my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my telephone number, area code 225-664-8658. Call me, and I'll call you back. If I miss you, goodbye, and God bless you.